Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you to get your Bible and search the scriptures with me. We're going to deal with nothing but the scriptures. We're going to continue a message today entitled The Truth About Sin. Glory to God. Sin is nothing to play with. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, and he accomplished it. So, therefore, we can live a life free from all sin. Let's go into the Word of God and let's learn the truth about sin. God bless you.
I mean that with every fiber of my being. I believe this thing is of God, okay? I believe I'm called by God. And if I'm not, I don't need to be in this. Okay? So if it falls, let it fall. Because if it's not God, what am I doing in it? But I ain't never seen God fail. Glory to God. So that's why I can mail a check back. Find you a preacher and count them on your hand that mail money back. Find them. They in it for money. That's why a lot of, I'm telling you something. The easiest thing to do now, the easiest business to start is a church. Because all you got to do, you can go on. You ain't even got to be called to preach. You ain't got to know nothing. But you're going to have to at least get you a few scriptures so you can fool the people. You can go online and get your license. And ain't got no call of God on your life. Then you can go submit some paperwork to the IRS. And you've got your business tax free.
That is crazy.
Then if you got an ability to write and make you some books. Oh man, tax free money. Sell millions and millions and millions of copies of books. And you won't see selling God's word nowhere in the Bible. I'm telling y'all, church has become a big joke. And don't y'all ever get upset with me for exposing that joke. Because I'm going to expose that joke, and I'm going to live and not die and complete my course. It's a joke. People are souls in danger, and you here playing church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans 6. And verse 11 through 16. Watch what the Bible say. Likewise, reckon ye yourselves to be dead. That's what I'll be talking about. I got to make sure I keep this straight. I'm dead to myself, which means self don't control me. I love Jesus more than I love myself. Amen. And ain't nothing he tell me to do, I won't do. I'm going to do whatever. All he got to do is make it plain to me. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it all the way to the end. That's my resolve. I resolved that. Jesus said, unless you do that, you can't be his disciple. That's what he meant. Unless you take up your cross and deny yourself, Jesus said, you're really not my disciple till you do that. So everybody got to make that resolve. For God I live and for God I die. Everybody, the whole church. That was the first message that was really preached. How it got lost now and it's not even a message no more. Amen. Okay. Likewise, reckon ye yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin. That's why I ain't sinning. I'm dead to sin. First, give you a confirming verse. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. See, scripture. Bear witness with scripture. Interpret scripture. I'm living scripture. This ain't my commentary. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 1. He that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. That scripture telling you, you can cease sinning. All you got to do is suffer in the flesh. You know what it means, suffer in the flesh? Deny yourself. He's not talking about suffering with sickness and poverty. He's saying deny yourself. And that's a suffering. Okay? When you do, you cease sinning. Give you another scripture. Scripture. Interpret scripture. Okay? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Read that for me.
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which...
Wait a minute. No, let the Holy Ghost lay it aside for us.
Let us.
Y'all see that? Because see, people preaching a lazy salvation as if since I'm saved by grace through faith, I don't do nothing. That ain't what that Bible say. That Bible said, let us. Read it again.
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset
us. Since I'm in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, I hear me. That Bible said, let us lay aside the sin. Now, how you going to preach we don't do nothing after salvation, my brother, and I love you? No, that Bible say you do something. Let us lay aside the sin and the weight which door so easy to beset us. The Bible is saying you can lay sin down. Yes, now, since I'm on this, let me teach this. Don't y'all get irritated with me. I'm doing my job, okay? Y'all say I love you, Apostle. I'm praying for you. Amen, because I'm doing my job. God, look, when things get so rough and bad, God will call somebody that got courage to just straighten it all up. A true apostle brings alignment and correction. Okay, now, this brother was on, we watched him on the own thing. He the one went and exposed it all over the world, so now I got a right to answer all over the world, okay? So, hey, set it up pretty. He set it up pretty. See, I'm in the scripture. I was going privately. I wasn't going to say nothing openly. But the Bible said once they do it openly, then you can address it openly. That's why I'm in the scripture. I'm inside of the scripture. Now, Brother Dunny said he was trying to prove that night. Y'all watched it. May the 13th, 2015 is still on the internet. And just in case if they deleted it, we still got a copy. He was teaching. Well, show me somebody in the Bible that was perfect. David fell. Samson fell. But my thing was, do you have a record where Samson did it again? So do you have a record where David did it again? So how you going to build a doctrine on we going to do it because they did it? That's reasoning, okay? Then he said, nobody in the Bible, you can't find nobody that live a perfect life. Did you ever read about Enoch? There's no recorded sin on Enoch, and the Bible said God just took him. And before he left, the scriptures say he had this testimony that he pleased God. Why you ain't find that scripture? Come on now, they're dealing with the right one, because we're going to deal with scripture. You got reasoning. Then, did you read Hebrews 11 verse 40? That these all died, and God prepared some better things for us, that they, without us, could not be made perfect? You can't be made perfect without a real apostle. Amen. Now, this scripture right here, watch, you're coming out of chapter 11 where you're seeing all of these heroes of faith. And we do have record on them, a lot of them that fail, right? Now, watch this now. Watch this. You do have a record where a lot of them that made it, and they made the hall of faith. But you read their life, you do see where a lot of them fail. That's not a reason to establish a failing doctrine. Because chapter 12 comes and says, now, seeing we are compassed about with all of these witnesses, now let us lay aside the sin. Uh-huh. Since you know David fell, you lay it aside. That's the word. So if you're going to establish a sin in doctrine, your doctrine just been tore up by the next chapter. You see, and the people don't understand this. They got these skillful preachers up there working that word, but they working their word. I'm working the word. And this word, this light coming on, and these preachers going in these cracks now. I'm pulling you out those cracks. Because this is the standard. Hallelujah. Now, likewise, reckon ye yourselves to be dead indeed to sin and alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin reign. Now they try to use this word reign here, and they talk about sin nature. Man, ain't no such thing as sin nature after you've been born again. Now, I know what happens when people go back. When people go back after the born again experience and sin leave a film or a craving in your body to yearn for what you gave it to. That don't mean you got a sin nature. That means you just caused this body to experience something that it shouldn't have experienced. And this body is made with affections. My wife touched me one time. I want her to keep touching me. I got an affection for her to touch me. Amen. Y'all see what I'm saying? The body got affections. in it. Amen? And so when you give your body over to some, your body craved that. That don't mean your body was evil. It means somebody took the body there. The body didn't just jump up and go do that. Somebody in that body did. Why they ain't jumping up at funerals? It ain't your body. It's the soul that makes the choice, that took that body in sin, and now your body craving sin, and you calling it a sin nature. That was your choice, brother. You chose to get in sin, and now you're trying to blame it on a sin nature. Oh, I'm tearing up some stuff up here, AJ. Amen. I'm just teaching the Bible. It says, let not sin reign. Any sin, whoever commits sin is of the devil. That sin, whatever it is, at that moment, become your ruler. Because Jesus said, when you sin, at that moment, you have become the servant of the sin you committed. Now, God, if God grants you repentance, thank God you got out of it. And I always say, if you're still breathing, that's the leeway. That's the mercy. So don't get around in the mully. Go on and grieve, but get out your grieving and get it right. Because you may die right there crying. That ain't good. Heart stop beating while you're crying. You better get out the sin and then cry and don't do it no more. Glory to God. This is the truth, saints. They're not teaching the truth about sin. And the church ought to fear sin. And we got doctrines to make God understand the truth about sin. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not have dominion over you. None of it. Not one. Don't let them sell you that dominion doctrine. You can have it, but don't let it rule. No, it's going to rule if you got one. Okay, let me go on. All right, next point. Well, I got to give you one more passage here. 1 John chapter 3. Oh, you got it up here. That's right. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 3 through 8 or 9 through 10. Now watch this. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. The person that's born of God is the spirit inside of you. It's born of God. It can't sin. It won't sin. It knows God. It's divine. It's one with God. But that ain't you. That's the candle in you. Proverbs 20, verse 27, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, what man is a soul, what man knoweth the things of a man except the spirit of the man that's in the man, telling you the spirit in the man is not the man. But popular teaching, when you hear people say, I'm a spirit, I have a soul, I live in a body, that's what they talking about. They saying the spirit in you is you. No, you a soul that make choices. And if that teaching get in your belief system, it make you think the soul is just over here, something you have, and that's why teachers coming up saying now, your sins don't matter, your sins don't affect your relationship with God. That is a lie. Your sin will take you out of the presence of God and take you to hell. Whosoever is born of God committed not sin. For a seed, remember, the seed is the word and the Holy Ghost inside of your spirit. And that's what caused that spirit not to sin. It says, the seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin. Now, y'all know something can sin, because all of us done sinned since we've been saved. Y'all want to raise your hand, I'll raise both of mine and my feet, too. Okay? I'm not proud of that. I'm just telling you, I've sinned since I've been saved. Now, I've found out how to stop sinning. Okay? So, something sinning, we know your spirit can't. Okay? Let's keep reading, because he is born of God. Scripture, interpret scripture. In this, what he just talked about, sinning. In this, the children of God is manifest and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness, right standing with doing what is acceptable to God. Whoever don't do right and do unrighteousness, that Bible said right here, the children of God and the children of the devil is manifest right here. Whosoever doeth righteousness. The minute you don't do righteousness, then that other scripture come back into place. He that committed sin is of the devil. There's another scripture interpreting it and making it clear, saying, here's where the children of God and the children of the devil line is drawn. If you're in unrighteousness or if you're righteous. So if a righteous person step inside of unrighteousness, you have become of the devil at that minute. That's the truth about sin that they don't teach us. We teach one side, and we say when you come to God, all your sins are gone, no record of them. They are blotted out, and we teach that with boldness, and that is correct. But the other side is when you step back in sin, all your righteousness is wiped out. That's what they don't tell us about sin. But after you really let this dawn up on you, you don't take it so lightly. You'll be like Joseph. Run. I'm running. Glory to God. Okay, let's go to point two. Point two, Jesus destroyed the works of the devil. Let me tell you something, saints. Let me tell you something as I try to wrap all this up now. Let me tell you something. Please, you're going to. Because see, people hear this teaching. They'll hear it. And they say, that's the Bible. That's true. But then they'll try to take their humanity and make it fit in their world. You can't do that. You know a puzzle? All of them go in a specific place. You try to take the wrong one. That's what people do when they hear the truth. And the Bible done said now, the Holy Spirit gonna guide you in truth. His word is truth. His word is above his name. This word is forever settled. The word can't be broken. Don't interpret it. But in people's mind, they are saying they're setting hear a message like. But people will hear a message like this, and then they'll take this word and try to make it fit in their mind and the way they perceive things. No, that's dangerous. Take this word and say that's the truth. It can't be changed. Lord, help me conform to that word. That's how you get into heaven. That's why Jesus died. That's why the Holy Spirit came, to make you become the Word made flesh. But you'll never become the Word made flesh if you take and do this. Take this gospel and make it fit in your world. You can't do that. And I'm telling you, folks do that all the time. Preachers are the kings of doing it, you know. And I didn't always know this, people. I promise you, I did it ignorantly. A lot of them still doing it ignorantly. The only thing is when they've been taught the truth and then they continue to do it, then they're in trouble with God. Because a lot of them don't really realize they're doing this. I did this for a long time because I was taught it. But I thank God the Holy Spirit woke me up. Okay? And I'll never lower the standard again. Never, ever, ever. As I try to close this, I want you to understand, God is bigger than sin. Amen. If you got to say that 100 times till you believe it, say it. God is bigger than sin. We've been programmed with all the stuff we've heard. In 36 years, I've never heard nobody preach this. Everywhere I go and preach it and say you can stop sinning and never sin again, I never heard that. It's right there in the Bible. And that's why he died. But ain't nobody ever heard it. Somebody ain't been doing their job. All y'all point to the pulpit. Don't point at me now. Point down. Glory. I used to didn't do my job. I'm doing it now. Hallelujah. Okay, God is bigger than sin. God can help you no matter where you are in sin. You got to change your mind about sin, that it is not this big monster that you can't conquer. Long as Satan can make you think it's a monster, your flesh is just weak, long as he got you right there, you'll always make your flesh and sin bigger than God. And he's not. Let me show you Romans 12, verse 1 and 2. And I'm living what I'm preaching. Hallelujah. And I say it with all honor to my Father and to Jesus' true blood that he dripped in my life. Don't take his blood and his cross and make this a sin gospel. I don't care how many times somebody preached the cross, the blood. And teaching that can't nobody live without sin. And ain't no such thing as sinless perfection. You bring an embarrassment to the cross. And I'm going to preach it as long as I got breath in this city. Because, God, I came off the cruise, and God met us on that first cruise. He said, this is the sin nature capital of the world right here in Baton Rouge, and that's why I planted you here. Because the spokesman for the sin nature doctrine and the cannot stop from sinning doctrine is right here in Baton Rouge. Hallelujah. And I'm supposed to keep quiet because I'm supposed to be a nice little Christian. Don't call names. He got the wrong one. God got the right one. Romans 12. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Let me ask you a question. Is any sin holy? If you got any sin, you're unholy. This Bible says, present your body holy and acceptable, which means you can do it. So if somebody say you can't live like this, you ought to have enough common sense to know that preacher lying. That preacher ain't preaching this Bible. He preaching his interpretation of this Bible. This Bible goes on to say in verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed, watch this, by the renewing of your mind. Watch this. When you renew your mind, this I talk a lot about a mindset, because a mindset is how we view things, how we perceive things, how we live our lives, and what we believe. Most of us, and over the years, the church have built a mindset in us. And we have the mindset that we may not say it with words, but the mindset says sin is bigger than God. You can't do it. That's the mindset. And until you change your mind right there, this gospel don't mean nothing to you. You got to change your mind. And it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. You will be transformed if you just change your mind about this. Transformed by the renewing of your mind. Watch this, what happened when you renew your mind. That you may prove, you can prove this, what I'm saying. That you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The Bible says we just break that old evil. You know what that mindset is? It done become an evil heart of unbelief. We believe in Satan and flesh more than these scriptures. And if you don't change your mind about that, then you got an evil heart of unbelief in this word. And you got to expel that thing. And that's why I say if you stay up under this word going to hammer, it'll destroy, it'll tear down, but it's going to build you up. But it got to tear down them mindsets that's been constructed in us. My problem when I was up and down, because I always loved God, I had a lot of lies in me. And when those lies was destroyed, to whom the Son set free is free indeed. Truth make men free. Lies hold people in bondage. Okay. 2 Corinthians 10 and verse 4 says, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I need y'all always praying for me in this ministry, because this ministry is pulling down strongholds on these radio stations. We don't care nothing about being popular or populating this church or making ourselves popular. We got to inform people that the church have lied to us. The leaders of the church fail in telling us the truth. Now, we forgive them, we love them, because some of them only preach what they knew to preach. But now God's lifting his standard up, and we've been lied to, many of us. And right now, we're having to pull down these strongholds in the body of Christ and destroy them. And this is the weapon God got. He got this word going out all over the airways. Okay, and this word is coming up against every lie, and this is our weapon, pulling down strongholds, casting down imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Notice how there's high things. There's high things, and these you know what these high things are? This thought, nobody can live without sin. Okay, high things. No such thing as sinless perfection. These are high things. These have been taught over and over and over and over again. And saints are hearing it. And now that teaching is a high thing, and it done exalted itself above God's word. God's word right here and this teaching right here. And this right here, if it's preached right, will destroy it. pull it down. And that's why I'm dealing straight up with it, because this word is pulling stuff down. It's putting preachers on the spot, and I know it is. But it's saying to these preachers, you got to stop preaching that garbage. You got to stop telling people ain't nobody perfect. You got to cut that out. That's not God. And if you keep doing it, those people ought to run from you. Glory to God. And if they stop doing it and still believe it inside, you ought to watch them. Because some of them will stop doing it, but they still believe it. Watch their life. You can write these scriptures down, then I'm finished. Ezekiel 3, verse 20. I preached this last week. Ezekiel 18, verse 24. 1 John 3, verse 6. Revelation 22, verse 11. Revelation 14, verse 13. Romans 2, verse 6. And Romans 12, verse 11. I'm going to just give you a little overview of what all this means. You look at all those scriptures say that when you sin, your righteous record is wiped out. Just like when you come to God with sin, your unrighteous record is wiped out. But the truth about sin is what haven't been preached to us is that when you sin, God have no record of your righteousness. And it's wiped out. And it don't matter if you came to Christ as a young age. It don't matter if you ever confessed him. He can legally, by his word, say, depart from me. I never knew you. That's why he can say that, because your righteous record is wiped out. There's enough scriptures to prove that right there. Then the Bible declares that when we die, our labor, we're going to cease from our labor, and our works going to follow us. Now watch this. They got doctrines telling us that your sins don't matter, that grace covers your sin. Now, if you're living in sin, and you die in sin, and God said, whatever you're doing, following you now, come on now, just think about it. He said, your works going to follow you, and then the scriptures say, I'm going to judge you by your works. How can that doctrine be true? We need to think. Yeah, Creflo lying and deceiving a lot of people. Yeah, I ain't scared. He the one said your sins don't matter. He the one taught that. And I'm the one saying it's a lie based on this book. He taught that. That you can sin and grace covers your sin. Folks, there ain't no truth to that. Clap your hands and praise the Lord. Glory to God. Bow your heads, let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to teach the word to the people of God. I bless you for everyone in this house that was able to sit up under this, and bless them for enduring the truth. And I ask you to show mercy to everybody under the sound of my voice. And your mercy is they still alive to hear this. Father, I pray the Holy Spirit now just begin to meet everybody right where they live. And let your gentle, loving hand woo them into the presence of God, dealing with every skeleton in the closet. And Father, for those that wrestle with certain things, such as bondages, I speak in the atmosphere and say, Satan, you can't have them. Sin, you're not their master. I command you to loose your grip in the name of Jesus.
Well, praise the Lord. We're going to have to cut into the broadcast today, but we thank you for tuning in. If you would like to call us, you can call us at 225-272-6647. That's 225-272-6647. We would like to invite you to our webpage where you can continue more free teaching without any dollar figures ever on the Word of God. And you can tap into the webpage at www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. We have a web page where we will disciple you in the word of truth, and you can search the scriptures with us to see if those things are so. www.someonecaresministry.org. This is Apostle Lewis saying, we love you, we thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.
His name is Jesus.